You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and usually I don't do this, but I'm going to quote some stuff out of the Wall Street Journal here for a second. Total employment's risen every month for more than 4 years, yet the average Americans remain gloomy about the current economic future, and only 21% rate the current conditions excellent. More than 5 years after the official end of the recession, only 21% of the Americans thought that the recession ended. And you know why? Because in 2013, we only have about 1.6 million people fully employed. In 2007, there were 108.6 million people employed. And what does that really mean? That means that there's more and more people that are having to take part-time jobs that aren't able to get to where they want to be in their careers. And why is that happening? Well, there's a lot of reasons. I'm sure part of it is the Affordable Care Act and the fact that when you have to have a certain number of full-time employees, you start to have full-time insurance for them, you know. But another reason is because there's second careers out there for the baby boomers, and those people at the top of the stack, they're not going anywhere. So if you're at the bottom on the entry level, there's probably some entry-level spots for you to take. You're probably not going to earn what they earned a few years ago, but they're there for you. And if you're at the top, you continue to build and monetize your database. That's what I always do. I monetize my database. But if you're in the middle, heck, there really isn't much need for you. We have the guy to, we have the person to execute business at the bottom, and we have the person to orchestrate everything at the top. In the middle, technology's kind of taken that. And we've been talking about jobs. It's really not about jobs. To me, it's about careers. I go up and I mentor the people up at the University of Florida in their graduate programs, do the same thing down here. In fact, if anybody needs some help, I'm happy. If you want to put the effort in to help you build your career, and that's what I call it, building your career from the ground up. There are no shortcuts. You need to take and invest in yourself. You heard earlier, we talked to Dr. Ivan Meisner, my friend Ivan Meisner, the networking guru, the father of modern networking, and he talked about it too. You have to connect. You have to be there and be present and be respectful, and that's what it takes to have a career. You can't just sit there and email and text and Facebook your way through business meetings in life. You need to be focused and you need to bring value. And to do that, you have to be ready to invest and have a career. And why do I emphasize careers? I emphasize careers because if people out there can find good, solid careers, well, they're going to hire people for jobs to support them. And now you have a multiplier effect. And what's the best career out there to have? For the multiplier effect? Well, golly gee, I think it's probably technology right now. I think the multiplier is like 1 to 7 for a technology job. We've got to talk to Matt Hagman and the folks at the Knight Foundation about what the real statistic is. But they are out there, and they are fighting every day as we build Wynwood and other technology centers and other places where we can have collisions. Oh, my gosh, I should have talked to Ivan about the collisions. But collisions are extraordinarily important, and they happen here in Miami, and that's what we need to do. We need to have those so that we can grow the pie. And as the pie grows, more and more people will be able to have careers as entrepreneurs, as small business people. And the other thing that we need is we need the banks to open up credit to the small business people. You see this crowdfunding phenomenon occurring. Why is it occurring? Because people can't get funded through the traditional methods. In a few weeks, we're going to have Jimmy Casale on. He's one of my favorite investment bankers. He helps local companies grow. He identifies them. And he helps them grow. He creates careers for people, and those people create jobs. Actually, he creates companies. But we'll have Jimmy on, and we'll talk about what the slowdown is in the economy and why we're not seeing all of this development. And we'll talk about what the problem is with the lack of good, solid careers. But here in South Florida, we're seeing enormous economic growth as the economy here starts to rocket. Development is going nuts. All the people that were unemployed in construction a couple of years ago, well, hey, if you're in construction and you don't have a job now, you're probably not any good, because everybody that can hold a hammer has got a job right now, and it is cranking. East of I-95, it's becoming a wall of vertical places to live. And you go, well, where are all these people coming from? Hey, folks, you got to realize that there aren't building too much stuff on the western suburbs anymore. That's sort of gone. So we're going to continue to see all the careers and all the jobs continue to multiply out here east of 95, and of course in Doral around the airport. But it's just great to be here. It's great to see everything cranking. The South Florida economy is just amazing. It continues to develop jobs and careers. And it's diversified dramatically in the time that I've been observing it. When I first started looking at the market here in Miami and in South Florida, we were focused on farming and tourism, agriculture and tourism, and to a limited extent, real estate and real estate development. Well, that's really changed. I don't think you're going to find too many places that there's farming except people's backyards or some small plots that are still left in the Redlands. But the majority of the business today, and we'll have to have Bill Talbot and the folks at the Chamber come here again and talk to us about this, but the majority of the stuff that's going on today is trade-related, is finance, insurance, and real estate, professional services-related, and is, let's just call a spade, development and construction-related. So if you want to have a career down here, those are the places to go. But an interesting place is wealth management. As people grow and age during their careers, what could they do if they get bored? People are having second careers. They're starting to retire, but not really. So the people that are having their second careers are doing things like financial planning. They're going into the marketplace. They're getting new licenses. I've actually gotten a couple of new licenses recently. We'll talk about those on a future show as well. But the career and job market here in South Florida is strong. It's strong at the top. It's strong in the bottom. The middle is where it's difficult, and that's where we have to focus and add our efforts. Because if we can retain people, that's why we don't want to have a brain drain. We don't want to train them and leave. We want them to train them and stay. We have to help the people in the middle have good, solid careers. It can't just be about the top and the bottom. It's got to be about the middle.